Hello, everybody. I hope you all are having a great week so far. I'm Jackson White, and it is a pleasure to be with you again today. As I said last week, I probably won't record episodes every week, but starting out as a new podcast, you need content. So I thought I'd jump on today and just share with you today a little bit about what I do. I get a lot of questions about what my job actually is and, you know, what I do for a living. So that'll be in the first segment. And then segment two, we'll talk about some sports. And then segment three, we'll end with a thought for the day. So it won't be a very long podcast, but hopefully it'll be an informative one. So in the first segment, I'm going to talk to you about what I do as far as my occupation. And I work for an organization, a nonprofit organization called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, FCA for short. And what I do is I travel around. I'm the area representative for four counties, Clay, Overton, Pickett, and Fentress. And I go around, I meet with all the coaches, all the teams, and I serve them in any way they need. I meet with the huddle leaders. Our FCA meetings at schools are called huddles, so I'll meet with the huddle leaders, see if there's anything they need from me, and I'll go to huddles. I try to get to each huddle twice a month if I can. This time of year is a little difficult, but I do a lot of driving, which makes the day go by, and it makes it for a very interesting day. It's cool what I get to do, getting to work with athletes and coaches and students. It really is a dream, and just getting to share God with the students, and the whole vision is to the player through the coach. We try to build up the coach-player relationship the best way we can, so the coach can have the best influence on the players that he can. We offer Bibles to students who need Bibles. If a coach needs a Bible, we have an FCA coach's Bible that we give them. So we are the organization that is all about sports, all about students, all about coaches, and all about Jesus. And anything we can do to get the word of Jesus out in the schools and the teams, that's what we're going to do. But you know, we're not obnoxious about it. We don't beat people over the head. You know, we're not going to, you know, lock all the gym doors and not let anybody leave till all the players get saved or anything like that. But you know, we try to be the hands and feet of Jesus. We just try to build relationships. And then that is about the best way, because you know, if you show them what they want, they'll come say, "Hey, what makes you different?" And that's what we're trying to do. We're just trying to be different. We're trying to show them who Jesus is and what he can do for them. So again, I get to do so many great things. I've already gotten to work with several teams, several coaches already. Been able to cultivate some really great relationships already in the month and a half that I've been on the job. And again, really cool what I get to do. And we also have camps in the summer. We're all about camps. FCA started as a camp ministry back in the early 60s, and the camps are second to none. I went to a camp when I was 17. If you're familiar with the Upper Cumberland FCA, you are familiar with Coach Noel Cherry. He sponsored me to go to camp when I was 17, and it changed my life. I almost felt like I got saved again. It was such a cool experience, and the things I learned at that camp I still implement today in my walk with the Lord. And so if you want more information about camp, I'll give you my email at the end of this segment. And you know, if you're a coach and you want to take your team to one of their team camps we have, or if you are a FCA huddle leader and you want to take your FCA group to camp, or if you're just a teacher and you want to bring some of your students to camp, please let me know. We'll make that happen. And don't let money get in the way. We will make sure your kid gets to camp like Coach Cherry did for me 10 years ago. And never did I think in a million years then that I'd be working for FCA now. It's really cool. And, you know, and FCA is, like I said, it's a nonprofit organization. I'm pretty much a local missionary. I had to fundraise for almost 3 months before I could start working for FCA. God put some great people on my monthly support team that allow me to do what I do. And FCA and fundraising is still not done. It never ends. I'm still meeting with people, meeting with families, businesses, churches. God's just put some great people, and he's still putting great people in place for me to partner with. So if you're interested in partnering with me as well, I would love to meet with you one-on-one. If you'd like to partner with me monthly, that is such a great way to make sure I'm able to keep doing what I do and make sure that, you know, the more monthly partners I have, the more ministry we can do. And, you know, I've got some big ideas. I mean, I think God's insulted when we have small ideas. I want to see the community get behind FCA, the churches, the schools. I want us all to work together to help our athletes, because the athletes are more, they're more probable to fall into addiction, substance abuse than anybody else, because, you know, athletes and all their communities are like local celebrities, and people try to trip them up, and we need to chase them a lot harder than the devil is. So again, if you're interested in sending someone to camp, going to camp, or if you'd like to partner with me monthly, my email is jwhite@fca.org. Again, that is jwhite@fca.org. Moving on to the second segment, I'm going to talk some regional sports. There's a big game in Byrdstown tonight. The Livingston Academy Wildcats, excuse me, will be going against the Pickett County Bobcats. That's always a big game, no matter what year it is or how unevenly matched or evenly matched the teams are. It's always a big game. They're all four teams are very well coached. Know the coaches really well. Great people and great coaches. And their success really speaks for itself. And all four teams are going to come ready to play tonight. So if you are in the Livingston, Byrdstown area and you want to come watch some really good basketball, you want to go to Byrdstown tonight and watch. It's going to be really good. I saw an old film from like 91 or 92. It was an old Livingston Academy Pickett County game. And it was really cool, very electric. It was at Byrdstown, and that place was packed, you know, wall-to-wall seating, standing room only. It was really cool. So I encourage you to come out tonight if you can. I'll be there, and I'm looking forward to watching some good basketball. And there's also there's a Christmas tournament's going on at White County on Thursday. Tip-off is at 9:30, and Stone Memorial Friday. That starts at 3, so a lot of basketball going on. If you want to come watch, I'll get a chance to pretty much watch every team that I represent play this week, which is really, it's really unique, very rare, and very cool. So that's about it as far as regional sports goes. And the last segment, I just want to leave a thought with you out of Luke 19. That's the story of Zacchaeus, a very familiar story. And if you're not familiar with the story of Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus was pretty much the original Grinch. He was a tax collector, and he cheated people. He told people they owed more than what they actually did, and he would keep the profit. And he started building a reputation, and people didn't like him. And one day, Jesus was passing through, and Zacchaeus was a very short guy, and he couldn't see him, so he climbed up the tree. And Jesus saw him, and he looks up at Zacchaeus, and he says, "Zacchaeus, come down from there, because I'm going to go to your house today." And so Zacchaeus jumps out of the tree, and that while Jesus is at his house, Zacchaeus' heart's changed. He pretty much said, "Look, I've cheated people. Whenever I've cheated, whatever I've stolen, I'm going to pay back four times as much." And again, the story's in Luke 19. If you want to go back and read it. And the point I'm trying to make is, you know, how did Jesus get Zacchaeus out of the tree? Out of love. And he went and hung out with Zacchaeus. I think a lot of times, you know, we see somebody doing something we don't agree with, our first indication is to stay far away from them as possible. And that's not what Jesus did. You know, Jesus hung around the sinners. You can't change anybody you never encounter. Or, let me back that up. God's not going to use you to change someone if you just stand away from them. You know, the love of Christ and Jesus is the only thing that's going to change people, and he might use us to do it, but there's no way we can take credit for salvation. That's all God. So, but I encourage you today, if you see somebody like Zacchaeus, you know, Jesus didn't throw a rock and knock him out of the tree. He didn't go and shake him out. He didn't embarrass him and say, "I know you've been cheating people. We got to say to that." And he didn't try to just make him look bad. You know, he showed compassion. He loved him. And and the love of Jesus changed Zacchaeus. And the love of Jesus is still what is changing people today. And Jesus Christ is still people and that is changing people. Don't try and do something that only the Holy Spirit can do, because when we do that, that's when we mess things up. So again, that's all I have for today. There's no guest. I'm hoping to record episode 3 here in the next couple of weeks. We'll have a pretty cool guest on that episode. So I'm excited. I hope you all are. And if I don't, I know I won't record another podcast before the holidays is up. So I hope you have a Merry Christmas. God bless. Goodbye.